Our work with others, Brian Sturtevant, on one aspect of the CSPA's work. One of the most important working parties of the National Pensioners Convention, NPC, to which the CSPA is affiliated, is on pensions and incomes. The CSPA has a key role in supporting its work. I am its chair, and Pensions Officer Chris Haswell takes a lead part in its work. The working party submits reports and recommendations to the NPC National Committee, which then takes appropriate action. Our vice chair, Claire Wilkins from Pieces, represents us on the committee. We thought you would appreciate a flavor of its work by highlighting some of the key issues we have discussed. The year has been dominated by the government decision to abolish the winter fuel allowance. We were pleased our campaigning brought some success. Our work supporting the WASPI women continues. We have been seeking to eliminate the difference between the old and new state pension. We have also been arguing for the NPC policy about a living pension of 70% of the TUC's living wage to be introduced, highlighting the problems of pensioner poverty, which still sadly exist. We invited a representative from the RMT to attend one of our meetings to follow up areas of common interest, especially the state pension and closure of railway station ticket offices, a frustrating problem for many members. The work on the NPC document A Decent State Pension for All Generations was completed, and we appreciated the CSPA's offer to finance the printing. We were pleased our campaigning on retention of the triple lock was successful, but we are aware that we need to be vigilant to ensure this is maintained. At the same time, we must closely monitor the rate of RPI/CPI increases and argue for one rate of inflation to be applied to all pensions and benefits and all consumer inflation-related charges. We fully participated in the 68 is too late campaign led by Unite to prevent the state pension age being increased, and invited two excellent Unite speakers to the convention in Blackpool to make the case. Annuity risks. The NPC briefing Your Annuity at Risk has been circulated to all MPs and the TUC and is available from the NPC office, and we continued to alert everyone to the risks associated with the selling on of annuities, especially as they were a fundamental part of auto-enrollment. We continue to argue for a rebalancing of auto-enrollment schemes to make them fairer. We supported the Pieces members who were taking strike action at the pensions regulator as they had been denied even the civil service pay increase. We were concerned that a poorly paid and understaffed pensions regulator would severely weaken the protection given to members of pension funds. We continued to monitor age-related benefits, especially in transport and prescriptions, to ensure their continuation and a return to the free TV license for the over 75s. The working party continued to liaise with the TUC Pensions Committee. Marion Wilson, Vice President and our representative, reported back to us. Happily, we were able to liaise with the previous NPC National Officer, Neil Duncan Jordan, who had been elected MP for Poole and continues to be interested in pensioner issues. As you can see, this is just a flavour of our work and help that we can give to CSPA members and all pensioners. Brian Sturtevant is president of the CSPA.